Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 28, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and delighted tonight to have our guest presenter, Natalie Rose Martin. Welcome, Natalie.
Thanks.
And just to tell you a tiny bit about her, her process tonight is called Tools for Energy Management and Hygiene, Experiential Workshop. Do you want to tell them about it, or do you want me to give you the little promo you gave here?
Yeah, just go ahead and read that. That sounds simple and easy.
All right. So it's an experiential workshop. You'll work with practical energy tools that empower you to create shifts in your own experience. We'll practice ways to find center, refine the auric field, clear unwanted energy, seal energy leaks, and connect with the new earth. Regular use of these tools cultivates a clear, grounded presence from which to relate, create, and serve in alignment with the self. This will increase your positive impact in the world, and there will be an opportunity to be in the hot seat for the benefit of all. Natalie Rose Martin has devoted her life to healing, awakening, and embodiment. She does energy work over the phone and intensive in-person work in Asheville, North Carolina. And you have several ways to contact her and get hold of her on the post I sent. And if you're listening to this as a recording, those same links are there in the post that links to this recording. So take it away, Natalie.
Great. Thank you, Benjamin, for the intro. I'm so glad to be here with all of you. So we're just going to do some simple energetic embodiment work here together. We'll go in an order that you can use again and again. You might, if you're like a note taker, you might want to write down the individual steps, but it's pretty simple and there will be a video afterwards. So you'll be able to refer to that. And then once I run through this series of practices all together, there will be an opportunity for at least one person, maybe more depending on time, to get some one-on-one attention. Especially if there's anything that doesn't feel easy or is unclear for you in the process, it would be great to get you in front of everyone else, right? So if someone is having a challenge with one of the pieces, whatever working through that looks like can be supportive to everyone else's process and understanding. So,
Natalie, let me throw in something here. There will be a video afterwards, but it will only be available to paid members of Awakening Plus.
Okay.
If you're on this call as a free participant, of course, you're welcome to be here on the live call, but all the archive recordings are our members only, just as a clarification there.
Okay, got it. And good point. If you choose to put yourself in the hot seat, know that someone might see your video later. Thanks for that, Benjamin.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's just start by having a comfortable seat. Finding yourself present in the chair you're sitting in or the bed you're lying on or the hammock you're reclining in. This set of practices is definitely best done in a relaxed state, when you don't need to be paying attention to other things. And once you're adept, you can use them on the fly as well. So we'll begin by finding our awareness at the center of the head. So the center of the head is the natural home or resting place of awareness, right? If you're not doing something else with it, that's just where it hangs out naturally. So if you tend to be in your head or have challenge around like getting your thoughts to slow down, this is definitely the place to start. So finding center in the head. Just collecting awareness right there. It's really like back behind the ajna a few inches. And once you've gathered awareness at the center of the head, then it's easier to direct it other places. So now let's take it down through the throat and into the heart. So the throat is kind of like a bridge. I don't find it to be a place to center, right? But more of a bridge. So we'll go through the bridge of the throat and into the heart. And allow awareness to fully rest in the heart. So for some people, this will be the most natural center to find oneself. Other folks might find home in the solar plexus. So let's take our awareness down from the heart into the solar plexus. Really gathering up all of the parts of yourself into this center. So this center is the center of identity and personal power. So you might find that you have tendrils out to other, usually people or like a job or a situation, messy house, or anything that could have you distracted at an energetic level. So just see if you can draw all those tendrils in. Whatever you might be subconsciously identifying with, just see if you could just bring whatever is you in, leaving what isn't you out. Detaching and coming into the center. And from here, allow your awareness to descend down again into the deep low belly. So I call this space the hara, or the womb. So it's behind the sacral chakra, deep low belly, almost like the front of the sacrum. Really let your awareness drop down into the depths of that dark place. Centering ourselves here in the hara. So this is a great place to rest your awareness if you are working with a deep pattern that's underlying multiple aspects of your life that's showing itself in various ways. Like, I know that I need to work in this place when my sleep is interrupted. That's a big sign for me personally. It's like waking me up. So I'll do work in this deep low center. Just see how much you could really let yourself drop into this space. I experience this space as like the edge of the mystery or peering into the abyss. It's like not always the first thing you think of to do. Maybe there might be some resistance about that, and I find it very rich and fruitful, rewarding to center my awareness here. Right? So all of these centers, the head, the heart, the solar plexus, and the hara are all options for centering yourself. And some of them will be more suited to each individual, right? It's not a one size fits all kind of centering. And, my perspective has that everything arises from the deep low belly anyhow. So if you want to get behind and before and below everything else, this is the place to hang out. So just as a fun experiment while we're here in the hara, see if you could make that space as big as your whole body. To me, it feels like being enveloped in the womb. Okay, now let's bring our attention to the vertical axis that all of these centers are on, the core channel. Right, so the hara is near the base, near the bottom of the core channel. Of course, it goes down to the root and down below that to connect in with the earth, and we'll come back to that later. For now, let's just bring ourselves fully centered in the center of the core channel or the center of the spine. Really, my experience is that the spine is behind the core channel, but ultimately, energetically, they're the same space. So this vertical axis that runs between the hara and the head off out of which the heart and the solar plexus and the other centers emanate. Right, but just really getting connected with the vertical axis. In the center of the spine, the center of Sushumna Nadi is what it's called in Sanskrit, in the yogic model, Sushumna, is infinite space. So it goes in just as far as you could go out. infinite space. So if you find yourself sort of flooded with energy, like excitement, nervous energy, sexual energy, energy that feels like you have to do something with, like there's like an urge to like fling it off or spring a leak or, you know, go do something that maybe isn't totally in alignment with your values. You can draw that energy into Sushumna Nadi, into the core channel, into the center, and just keep sipping it in as your system expands its capacity to access that infinite space that's available at the center. So similar to when we did the solar plexus practice of drawing in all the tendrils, you can do that here in the vertical axis of the spine as well. Like drawing it all in. And you may find as you practice that one of these locations for centering is the easiest or feels naturally the best. And I would encourage you to play with all of them. And also you might just find one that's just like, boom, that's my center. And then you know how to land in center because you know where it is. Okay, so from here, let's take our attention to the edges of the auric field. So there's a membrane about an arm's length from your body in every direction, sort of egg-shaped. And ideally, it's resilient and strong and stretchy. So like you could press into it and it would stretch out against your fingers. Just finding those edges. And then ways to illuminate it. One is to imagine liquid gold being poured over the top. So this does a couple of things. It nourishes the membrane, so it adds to the resiliency and the strength of it. And it also can reveal where there might be holes or gaps, tears. Right. And as you practice with this regularly, you might find that you notice certain situations will result in a tear or a hole in the field. Right. So you might notice that certain relationships or scenarios would have you be more susceptible to having a gap or a leak. And then you can more mindfully tend yourself in those scenarios. So another way that I love to work with the auric membrane is to call in my angels, guides, and helpers. Super easy and efficient. and ask them to like apply the same effect that the liquid gold would have. So like, yeah, they just come in and sort of like pat me down, like applying resiliency and strength to the membrane. And you want to make sure you get the back, right? That, so it can be helpful to have someone else read your energy for you to help see if there are gaps in the back. But if you make the specific request for your angels, guides, and helpers to tend to the back of it, they can do that. And then also the bottom, like the, where the liquid gold would sort of pool around the bottom. You want it to like scoop under and come up under your feet too. So we want it in every direction. So if you find a tear, or sometimes there will be, sometimes it'll just be worn real thin and sort of shredded and, you know, threadbare. So there are a couple of tools that help in these situations. And one is like a golden mesh. So you can add the mesh to a weakened auric field. You could add it all over, or you could just patch it if there's a tear. And also you could use like a golden needle and thread to stitch it up. And sometimes both, like if it's a big, deep tear that's been there for a long time or tends to get activated again and again in a certain situation, you want to like reinforce it with the mesh and then stitch it with the golden thread and needle. And again, like you can do this yourself in your imagination, or you can have your angels, guides, and helpers do it for and with you. All the way around, around the back, the bottom. Okay, so here we are centered and contained within our own membrane. Integrous and sovereign. So now let's invite like a fine golden mist to move through the auric field, through the container that you find yourself in here. Again, this does a couple of things. It nourishes your environment and it also clears things out. Right? So it can sweep away or rinse away any residue that's not yours that you've picked up along the way. All the way down. And then everything that comes, you know, through this space, like the liquid gold and the golden mist, they can just flow out the bottom down into a grounding receptacle or a drain and down into the earth to be recycled. Okay, so Now, let's see if, just see if you can notice there's anything in your space, in your bubble, within your own field that isn't yours, that wasn't handled by the mist. And maybe you can see it and maybe you can't, but just check it out. See if there's anything that is in your space that you're holding on to subconsciously. See if you can see that in your space. And whether or not you can see anything that's not yours in your space, go ahead and create a bubble outside of your auric field. And then imagine a magnet inside the bubble that's outside of your auric field. And allow that magnet to be perfectly magnetized to whatever it is that isn't yours inside your bubble, inside your auric field. And then just allow that magnet to draw that energy out of your field and into the bubble. So, especially the highly relational folks, it can be tempting to not want to let go of someone that we care about being in our space. And from experience, I can tell you relationships are healthier when we have our energy in our space and let their energy be in their space. So once you have some energy in the bubble that's not yours, you can do a couple of things with it. You could send it into the earth to be recycled. I did that for a really long time. That was my MO. It felt really good. It was like the message that I got was the earth reads it. So there's information gathering happening and then recycles it and is able to then offer that energy back out in a way that's more usable, or send it to whoever it belongs to. Totally legit. Another, my new favorite, is to take the bubble and throw it all the way to the edge of the universe, to where it gets like sucked into the black hole to be completely reconfigured. That's been feeling really good lately. Another option is to have a fire, have a spiritual fire, maybe in like a clay pot with a lid that you would put whatever you're removing into and let the fire transmute it. That's another option. Folks who have a relationship with Jesus might offer it to Jesus's heart, and his heart could do a similar thing as the fire, just transmute it. Occasionally it feels appropriate to me to send someone's specific energy back to them. Just directly back to the person it belongs to, if it's really clear that you know whose it is and there's like an impulse for them needing it back for their own process, just send it right back to them. And then also you can trust the earth and the universe and the fire to transmute what's transmutable and to return what's needed, right? So let's do one more bubble outside of the auric field, do a final sweep. I'm often surprised at how much of other people's stuff I've picked up along the way, even though I tend to my field regularly in this way. So just do another bubble. And, you know, if you need a really big bubble, because there's a lot of stuff, make a really big bubble. Or if you need multiple bubbles, just keep going until you're done. Another option here is to have like a vacuum cleaner that's like for what's not you, that you just like hook it into your auric field and like suck out everything that's not yours. And then you can send that whole thing to the edge of the universe or whatever is working for you. Okay, so when you've completed another bubble and sent it to be transmuted, let's do just another round of the golden mist through the inside of the auric field. Just allow that to come in through the top and move all the way down and through. The whole space that is your individual field. And then reorient yourself to center. Just check in. Where is center for you in this moment? So this combination of being centered, contained, and clear is a really good opportunity to taste yourself, your essence. What does it feel like to just be you? Without outside influences. Okay, from here, let's take our attention down. Down through the core channel, down through the root, down through the legs, down through the earth star, which is about 18 inches below the bottoms of the feet, which is probably about where the auric field ends. The Earth Star is a chakra center that connects the root of the body to the infinite universal life force energy that's available through the Earth. So this is a good connection to tend to. Just getting connected to the earth at the most broad and basic level here at the Earth Star. And then as that amplifies, as that connection between the Earth Star and the root comes online, let's shift our attention outward to the horizontal plane at the level of the Earth Star. And we're connecting in here with the mycelial network, or what I sometimes call the mycelial layer. So, I mean, I know that mushroom mycelium doesn't grow like on every surface of the earth, but I am connected to this mycelial layer that is the layer, the depth in which the mycelium grow and the tree roots grow. So there's this deep interconnectivity of communication happening in the world of plants and fungus. And they're sharing information through electrical impulse. So just connecting into that horizontal layer that really, I mean, I feel it over the whole planet when I connect into it. You know, water is a conductor. So there's this network that we can tap into. So my experience of being connected into this layer is that it facilitates simple magic, like being in the right place at the right time. Having just when I need, right when I need it. Meeting the right people at the right time. Allowing things to come to me through magnetism. Like the trees just stay where they are, and the impulses, the information that they need just comes through this system, through this layer. Really letting that get set up in your system, that connection to the Earth Star and the connection to the mycelial layer. Allowing yourself to be a part of this collective Earth experience. And then I'm going to invite us even deeper into the body of the planet. So I've been cultivating my connection with the earth for many years. And this spring, at the beginning of quarantine, I got a really big activation around connectivity with the body of the earth. And it's my intention to share that with you. So I experience it as a really powerful and bright energy. And the connection between this powerful energy in the body of the earth and the lower centers, facilitated through the Earth Star, through the root, and into the womb, It just feels really important. It feels really important for the new earth that is birthing here in and through us. And it also amplifies that effect of the simple magic of being in the right place at the right time. Just allow yourself to have an experience of that if you can. And tending to these centers and these connections, especially these lower centers, tending to them regularly will increase your capacity to receive this energy from the earth into your own body. Okay, so if that's really working for you, just stay in that and stay with that. And if anyone's stuck on a thing or something didn't work very well for you, or you have a question and would like some support and guidance in finding your way to what I've been describing, then maybe you could comment in the chat, or maybe if you raise your hand, Benjamin will see that and facilitate you getting unmuted so you can share.
I've just allowed participants to unmute themselves, so if anyone wants to speak, just unmute yourself.
Perfect.
That involves putting the microphone icon or hitting star 6 if you're on a phone.
Yeah. Okay. So Sandy is saying that you would like to be in the hot seat. Yep.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Good to see you. So how can I support you?
I really struggled with the piece about clearing the field.
Yeah.
I really feel very strongly that I carry old energies and energies that don't serve me, and that I've never written that it's too porous.
Too porous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how was the pouring of the gold or the reinforcing of the membrane? How did that go for you?
I was almost incapable of doing it. Like, I was so distracted. And then I became aware kind of as I got more into the grounded space of connecting to the earth, like that's probably the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, like that's my issue.
Yeah.
And that it was impossible to stay focused and to really visualize the membrane or any of the fixing of it.
Yeah. And what were you focusing on? Other people? Oh,
like everything, like my cat, my phone. Like, and that I was really actually really into up until that point and afterwards. So
yeah.
But I came to why I came to this and what I need to be doing in my own personal energy work. So that doesn't feel like an accident. Like, oh, suddenly I want to check Facebook and blah, blah, you know, no.
In the middle, right. Right. Oh my God, thank you for being willing to bring yourself into this hot seat. This is so good. Okay, so let's actually start with like an industrial vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Okay, so can you imagine that? Can you give yourself a powerful vacuum cleaner?
Like in my hands or like just like vacuuming my whole being or?
It's kind of however it works for you. Like you okay. could use, you know, in your mind's eye, you could use your hand and like hose around and suction, or you could, something like that. Cause if the membrane's porous, like you could be sucking on anything, you know, mm-hmm. if you just wait, you know. Aren't specific. So let's get specific.
Okay.
Let's get specific with the vacuum cleaner. And I'm here with you. So like, hopefully the distraction factor will go down, right? To really like, let's just like start around like the backs of your, like your Achilles heel. Mm. Oh my God. How perfect is that? So like the backs of your feet and your ankles, the backs of your legs, like your calves. Yeah, come around the front, do the tops of the feet, the shins. Up over the knees, front and back. Up the thighs. Yeah, up around the hips. Butt. The front of the womb. The belly. Around the lower back. Around the kidneys. Yeah, up to the mid-back. Back around the front to do the solar plexus. Breasts. Up around the shoulders, upper back, down the left arm, front and back, all over the left hand. And then the right arm, front and back, and the hand. Yeah, the armpits. And coming up to the neck and the throat. And all around the head. Yeah. Okay, so now chuck that industrial strength vacuum cleaner to the edge of the universe. Total obliteration. Okay, so let's ask your angels, guides, and helpers to come help reinforce the field, the membrane, the auric field membrane. We actually almost want like a whole new one, like a new framework of golden mesh. So just see how easy it could be to let them put that into place. Yeah, so the thing that can get tricky here in this situation is identification, and how if you've been living your whole life or for some length of time with a permeable auric field and everybody else's stuff in your space all the time, like you might not even know what an experience of just you feels like. And it can be kind of startling or unsettling to like suddenly be without all of that and just be with the self. So just, you know, creating some compassion for that potential. Right? Like it might be weird. And like, also I can tell you from experience that after a while it's like amazing, even if it feels weird at the beginning. Yeah. So once that framework is in place, then let's start with the filling in with the liquid gold and let that sort of grow the resilient, stretchy, strong membrane over this framework. Okay, so now, Sandy, see if you can allow the golden mist to come down in and through the interior space. How's that feeling, Sandy?
Really good.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more piece with you. Okay. The drawing in of tendrils to the solar plexus that we did early on. Let's do that. Now that you're like more integrous here, let's see what's possible. So all those tendrils that were reaching out before, like from your cat and the phone and your kids and whatever, all the places. Let's just see how much of that you could make room for in the solar plexus. Yeah, how's that going for you?
Really good.
Yeah. Okay, so homework for you. I mean, you could just do the whole set, but specifically tend and nourish the membrane, use the bubble with the magnet to remove other people's energy, and then draw your tendrils into the solar plexus. I would do that every morning before you get out of bed and every night before you go to sleep for, I don't know, a couple weeks. See how you feel.
So tend and nourish the membrane, magnet on the bubble to pull it out. And what was the last one?
Draw in your tendrils to your solar plexus. Yeah. So liquid gold over the outside, remove what's not yours with a magnet bubble, send it away, and then draw in your tendrils. So it's like refining the definition between what's you and what's other.
I love that. My whole entire arms are tingling. It's super interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Great.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. Okay, it looks like we have one more person interested in jumping into the hot seat, so I'm happy to spend some time on that. Ken, if you're ready.
Sure, thank you.
Uh-huh. Hi, what's going on for you?
This was pretty amazing. It helped to redo it again, just with trying to remember the person who was there. I forgot her name. But the tendril thing, I thought that was really big because I could tell that's what was breaking my membrane.
Yes.
Came out and trying to do that. And I was noticing when I was doing the vacuuming or magnet or sucking out, it was sort of like, and so I did it like four times. It's like, oh, there's more there. And it kept feeling like if you imagine a cat who's like got his claws into something and is trying to be dragged out, that's the way it felt. Like it was sort of like something kind of dug into me and sort of ripping itself out. And it seems like there's just, you know, going back, it's like there's more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. So the sense of the cat claws in the membrane, you think is like your own tendrils going out?
I feel like it's the cat claws going in me as it's trying to be sucked out. In other words, the things that are in me are like actively grabbing and trying
tight.
Versus the suction or the magnet is trying to pull it out, and yet it's ripping me with a claw.
Got it. Okay, well, so it's all you. So let's look at the place where the cat claws are in you. Let's look there. You willing to do that? Yeah, okay, great. So let's look at the place in you where the grip is happening. Yeah.
There are a lot of them.
So I wonder how that's serving you.
Oh, it's definitely not.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, let's ask it another way. Who would you be without all that?
It's in many ways the I don't know, which is the scary part of it.
Right. It's like it's serving you because it's familiar and therefore safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like it's trying to get these things out and they are coming out, but it seems like it's like such an effort and there are more things in there that are kind of dug in.
So let's see if we can create some extra safety in your system. So let's go back to the root and the connection between the root and the Earth star. and really the legs. So see if you can center your awareness in the lower half of the body. Really feel that connection that's available with the earth through the earth star. Get yourself tapped into that mycelial layer. You might even rub the tops of your thighs with your hands to just let your physical body know that you're safe. And then, so with this added safety and grounding, let's take our attention back to those places in you that are gripped in this familiar way. Just see what else might be available now. What are you noticing?
I'm noticing a bit more lightness, a little bit more ease.
I get
the impression that this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. Can you allow like one of those cat claws to come out? Like as if the cat would retract its claw and it would just come out, and then you could see what is happening with the hole where the claw was.
I'm focusing on my diaphragm right now. That's one of them.
Yeah, what are you noticing there?
I'm noticing it feels a little different, but it's sort of like when you've had something there for so long. You know, it's like your body doesn't know that it can relax even though it doesn't like. You know, so it's sort of like the recognizing of the absence of something, but not getting clear on what the new.
Yeah. Okay, great. So if let's do another one, let's allow one more claw to retract and leave the place where it was. And then pack some golden salve into that opening where there was a claw. So again, this feels like a similar thing that we approached with Sandy around identity and this question of who would you be without all of this attachment in your system. So again, cultivating compassion for the strangeness of allowing your identity to shift.
Focusing on my left hip, which has been a problem for anybody.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that feels more relaxed.
So it feels like for you, a combination of creating safety in the lower body by connecting those lower centers with the earth and rubbing the fronts of your thighs is really effective for creating safety in the body. So shore yourself up with that practice, creating safety, and then approaching the detaching of these attachments with slowly and with a lot of compassion for what might shift. And I would say, you know, just tend to that until you experience a significant shift because so much of that attachment has released or all of it has, right?
Definitely a bunch has already.
Yeah.
This process, so thank you.
Yeah, cool. Beautiful. When you said that you could tell it was a marathon, not a sprint, I can feel that too, that, you know, it will take a little bit of tending and a little bit of time to work through all of it, but I think slow and steady is the way for you. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for being willing to share yourself. Okay. Awesome, you guys. Okay, so does anyone have any questions about any of the practices that we did or anything else?
So I see that Vivian typed, thank you so much. How do I anchor the golden cat in my power center? That one.
Yeah, well, I get curious about what the golden cat represents or who is the golden cat. Is the golden cat you?
Hmm. And then she says she's being threatened by her ex legally. The golden cat is her power and purpose.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, from my perspective, the anchor is usually the root. So could the cat sit down in your center? Could its root connect in with your solar plexus? Could it even sit down at the place where the solar plexus emerges from the core channel?
I'm seeing the tail rooting into the earth, actually. Yeah. This is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello there. Thank you very much for responding. I have this golden mountain lion, and I'm actually even wearing a gold dress today. So, and I have new news that my ex-partner is trying to put a caveat on my property. Because he's still on the title due to his new wife's debts in Canada. It's very complicated. And I'm just trying to stay in my divine purpose, and in a way I'm going to have to, probably going to have to get work, much more external work than I had planned. I really wanted to work on my own practice, but you know, you have to show 2 years of evidence of your income in order to go to the bank to refinance. So, yeah, so it's just like everything that you did around the golden mesh is fantastic. I love it. And everything that, you know, I had this saying that I see only beauty and I experience only beauty above and around and beneath and above. And I want to stay centered in that, but there are moments of grief and fear and disappointment that come up, really. And so there's time pressure, which doesn't feel like the right way to approach any employer. I want to come to them with integrity and not just because I want some money to go back to the bank to actually refinance in my own name and let him go his way. So it's about staying in that divine channel constantly as I deal with all of this, really. And that's where the cat and the connection to the earth might help me stay grounded, and at the same time let any grief that's there flow out, not just as a once a day or twice a day thing, but as like an ongoing stream of activity. So, any advice?
Well, it does feel like the connection with the earth feels really important. The groundedness and allowing yourself to feel the feelings, allowing that to move for sure.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the power of an integrous auric membrane is unmatched. I mean, you know, I mean, who knows what's going on with him? And if there's some karma that needs to play out, then, you know, let's see. I think, you know, when you said that you have a practice of saying that you see only beauty, what comes forward for me is how can this challenging situation amplify beauty in your life? Like, what is actually the gift that's hidden in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, I mean, that seems to be the way to find forgiveness, right? Is like,
it's actually not about forgiveness, I don't believe. It might be, but it's about there's a little sense of resentment that I'm being pushed to move ahead of what I had previously intended. I had intended to be able to refinance, but not like within 8 weeks, because the Bank of Canada might put a caveat on my house because of their debts. You know, it's like, how do I just continue to allow what upwells in me to go through that membrane and not accept anything that is not what I need in order that I can fulfill what I need to do.
I'm also getting the hit that looking for energy leaks and sealing those up is going to be a good tactic for you.
Energy leaks, How so a little bit of a scan from the inside that kind of checks the aura very carefully, like a surgeon's camera from the inside or something. Okay, I like that. All right, thank you.
And the grounding, and also remember to call on your helpers to help.
Okay. I can scan from the inside and ask my helpers to scan from the inside and mend. so that I don't burst through and break out my own membrane. Because there is what comes from the outside, if I use that metaphor, but there's also what comes from the inside to destroy the membrane potentially. Yeah, helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any final questions?
I'll address Ken's question. He typed in, where would the recording of this be? And as I said at the start, recordings are available to members of Awakening Plus, and anyone who's not already a member, they can go to awakeningplus.com. That's the word awakening, P-L-U-S.com, and learn more about how to become a member. It's like super affordable, and now there's more than 250 recordings in the archive and other member benefits as well. So, and if you're interested, then check that out, and that's how you get to all the recordings.
Great. Okay, so we have lost a few folks from our original crew, but I'll just go ahead and share that. So I do energy work over the phone, and I usually work with packages. And if you are interested in doing work with me and you book a discovery session or message me through Facebook, those links are both with the information for this call and the video, and you mentioned that you were here, then I have a special offer package for folks who participated in tonight and found me this way. Yep. And thanks, Benjamin, for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Just to clarify, the offer you just made, was that offer only for the live callers, or is that offer also for people who find a recording?
Yeah, anyone who finds this through you and your Awakening Plus program, I have a special offer package for.
Awesome. So, yeah, and if we can either just leave it at that, or if you want to actually send me the info, I'll include it in the listing on the archive, whatever you feel is best.
Okay. Thanks, Benjamin. And blessings to everyone. I hope that what I've offered is supportive and helpful, and carry on embodying the new earth frequencies.
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. I certainly learned a few things, and there's some tools I think I'll be using in my own practice too. So thanks so much for being wonderful.
Yeah, yay. Thanks. Bye, everyone.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for being here. So this is Benjamin and Natalie signing off. And of course, this is now going to be the archive. Again, as a final reminder, anyone who's here live, who's not a member, just go to awakeningplus.com to learn how to access the recordings and all the other member benefits. And again, if you want to get hold of Natalie, just look at the email that told you about this, or if you're seeing the recording, check out what's for the recording. Fabulous work. Okay. Thanks, everyone, and good night. Bye-bye.